When you identify the emotion, that's what we work on, because we can't always change the person that we're having a problem with. We can't change the circumstances in our lives that we're dealing with that we perceive as challenging, but we can always change how we feel about them. And by shifting how we feel, it starts to dissolve. You neutralize it and it no longer becomes a problem for you, because it's the emotional relationship that you have to something that either creates it a problem or not. I really do believe that our society is quite emotionally illiterate. We don't even know how to label or name our emotions. You say, like, how are you feeling today? Good, bad, all right? Those are not emotions.
Yeah.
This is Vibe Science, a top 100 wellness podcast presented by the Radcast Network, breaking wellness barriers and making health truly personal. Here's your host, Ryan Alford.
Hello, and welcome to Vibe Science. You know, we say all the time, you know, in today's world, it's both, we're kind of blending the worlds here. We want to make it clear, like, we're trying to take people to their highest vibe. We're trying to get people access to the best, the brightest, and really just different ways and modalities for how to get the best out of yourself. And I think this falls right in line with what Chris and I are doing with the show. We've got a subconscious rewiring coach. She's a hypnotherapist, breathwork facilitator. And hey, this little badass, Stephanie Kwong. What's up, Stephanie?
What's up?
Hey, you know, I like being called a badass. I hope you do.
Oh, yeah, I do. Except my stepson doesn't, because he thinks the word ass is a bad word. So I have to say bad A around him. Okay. But I love me some badass. That's for sure.
I think we make that the title of this. We'll just put a little asterisk to make sure it's a friendly cheer so your kids can watch the episode. We don't want to exclude them from the party of mom.
Let's set the table for everyone. Stephanie, let's tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, you know, I was a hypnotherapist, practiced or trained also in a lot of other modalities. I used to work with people to help them in their own healing and or transformation. And again, trained in a lot of different things, hypnosis, NLP, somatic experiencing, breathwork, TRE, havening, EFT, you name it. If you guys can't tell, I'm Asian. And Chris and I were talking about this offline. I was like, we're hardworking and we like things quickly. Yeah. Efficiency is really important. And so, you know, when I was working with people, and I've worked with them in a lot of different capacities, whether it's in a retreat, virtually in groups to one-on-one. I also worked inside of three different treatment centers. But I was always seeking the most potent tools that could create rapid and lasting change, because I believe that that's what we need. Most people are suffering so much that we like, how can we get them out of their suffering, back into their power, back into their genius, and into the world doing what they need to do to contribute to society versus kind of taking, right? Or just being stewed and mired in their own suffering, which is not what we were born here to do. And so in my private practice towards the end of my career, working with people, I worked with like the top 1%. I was their secret weapon. I was known for getting results. And then they passed me around and I had, you know, really great success.
So guys, when you start a new business, it can be overwhelming. Whether it's a wellness brand, a product you believe in, or even launching a podcast like this one, suddenly you're responsible for everything. The product, the brand, the website, the logistics, all of it. That's why having the right platform behind you makes such a big difference. For a lot of founders and entrepreneurs, that platform is Shopify. Shopify powers millions of businesses around the world and about 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., from well-known brands to people launching their very first product. One thing I like is how much it helps me simplify the process. Design your online store with ready-to-use templates that make your brand look polished right away. Shopify also has built-in AI tools that can write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance product photos, which saves founders a ton of time. If you ever hit a wall trying to figure something out, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 customer support is there to help you keep moving. Start your business today with the industry's best business partner, Shopify, and start hearing. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/vibe. That's shopify.com/VIBE. Hey, what's up, guys? Everybody that knows me knows I am an energy and caffeine guy. I'm pretty straightforward when it comes to caffeine. I want it to work and I want it to taste good without a bunch of extra nonsense. That's why I've been using the Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. The flavor is clean, fruity, and surprisingly good. Kind of like a classic candy taste, but without the guilt. It's a zero-sugar option that actually satisfies when you want something sweet. And Fruity Rainbow is just one option. 5-Hour Energy has 17 different tasty caffeine flavors, so there's a lot to choose from depending on what you're in the mood for. What I really appreciate is how simple it is. A lot of flavor, but in a small 2-ounce bottle. It's easy to keep in the bag, the car, or even at the office without carrying around a bulky drink. Fruity Rainbow happens to be my current favorite, but the full lineup is solid. If you're looking to change up your caffeine routine, get candy-flavored chaos with Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Available online at 5hourenergy.com or Amazon.
With them, and that's how I thought I was going to make an impact, was by working with people that had influence and then it would trickle down. But I don't know how spiritual y'all are, but I am quite spiritual. And clearly I had a different path, like that was still in the same vein, but in a different way, where instead of working with people, I am now empowering people with tools. And how that came to be was back in December 2020, I actually got pregnant with my partner. We were not trying for a kiddo, but I got blessed with becoming pregnant. And I had always thought it was part of my divine plan to be a mother of my own biological child. And so I was stoked when I found out I was pregnant. And then at 9.5 weeks, I lost the baby. And I totally no grief. Like, I've had people close to me pass. I'm very familiar with it. I know how it moves. And this time something was really different, because instead of just feeling those moments of grief and sadness, it was literally like someone was pulling me down and slamming my face into the ground. It was awful. And over time, it was just getting worse in my ability to function on the daily. And so everything that I'd been trained in, all the tools, you know, that I had once worked for me were not working. An extraordinary community of people I'd cultivated over 14 years working as a practitioner. So, you know, different coaches, therapists, healers, shamans, you name it, just wasn't moving the needle. And I would get triggered inside of my environment. I couldn't look at social media because I felt like everyone in 2021 was announcing they were pregnant. If I went outside and saw a pregnant woman, a baby, any sort of kid paraphernalia, I'd start bawling my eyes out uncontrollably and unconsolably. I'm like, okay, now I can't go outside. And so my world was literally closing in on me. And also I had days where I didn't want to function. I mean, Chris and I were talking about this before we hit record. It's just like, you know, how much we love to put our time and energy into our mission. And I couldn't even do that because I was struggling with depression and even suicidal ideation. And I then got connected to these tools that are, we were calling the rapid rewire method, in one process the trauma of the miscarriage, drain the emotional charge, where after, it was a 60-minute session. And we finished before the 60 minutes, but I literally couldn't feel or find sadness or grief in my body. It was gone. I was searching for it. I was almost trying to will it back. I'm like, whoa, I kept seeing scenes of the miscarriage. And literally I felt nothing because it had been integrated and neutralized. And now I was able to file that traumatic experience where it belongs in the past versus carrying it with me in the present moment, which then of course would impact my future. And so I kept working with these tools every single week. And by week 7, I heard the divine command, you are meant to bring these tools into the world. And I've had many moments in my life where I've had those whispers or shouts at me of which path to take. And so I walked down that path and joined forces with my co-founder. We launched the Rapid Rewire Method, and now we are empowering humans with the ability to learn tools that are so easy to facilitate and follow. It's literally in a script that you can read. And they're very fast with lasting change. I feel like that's really me living in my purpose, because instead of needing to be the person to work with people, I can now actually hand people tools and say, hey, you can use this on yourself, or now you can go help your neighbor, your friend, your clients, if you're a coach or therapist, and have the capacity to be able to liberate people quickly from their suffering.
That's awesome. appreciate the the transparency in the story, you know, especially with losing the child. As a father of four, you know, that rings home with me, the wife, and having family. But amazing to kind of turn the page and turn it into a positive. I'm sitting there thinking, you know, like the voice thing, and I am spiritual, but I would, you know, the only voice I'm normally hear is like my wife, like whispering to me, like things I forgot to do. And I'm like, take the kids to school. but at the same time, no, I mean, we think we all get compelled to do things. And I don't know, it's powerful that you're turning into such a positive, you know, force. I am like intensely curious though. On like the rewire stuff, because, you know, I'm like, everybody, we all need, I almost call it like, you know, like the mental eraser on some level, like, you know, like, how do I get this out of my head? Talk to us a little, like, you know, specifically, like how this works, like, what are we doing to like rewire our minds?
Yeah. Well, the beautiful thing is, you know, our minds aren't static. Right? I'm sure, I know you guys have had a lot of incredible guests in the past. I'm sure they've told you that, where neuroplasticity is a real thing. The blueprint that we were indoctrinated into as children, right? Whether it's just our parents telling us the way that life works or who we are or other authority figures or culture or media, or even the misinterpretations that we created in the past as kids. Right? Something happens and we make up some random story that's not even true. And then we hold that as a deep meaning about ourselves, which is usually disempowering. Like, I'm unlovable. I'm not enough. I'm not worthy, etc. Right? Or I don't belong. And we carry that with us into adulthood. Now, again, the good thing is we can rewire that because of neuroplasticity. And what these tools do is they work with the subconscious mind. So a lot of the different modalities out there, they're all great, and we don't like to bash any of them. Again, I'm trained in so many. But the tools that work just on the conscious level, it doesn't really create the rewiring or the change that we need. We have to work deeply with the beliefs, with the body, somatically, because that's where the subconscious lies, in order to create the change. And so what I love about the tools that we use, right, the closest I came to it was NLP and hypnosis, because I was like, all right, put someone in a trance state, because that's how we were as kids. We were literally in a hypnotic state where we were suggestible, and whatever people told us, we would just say, yep, without, because we also didn't have our critical mind formed at the time to be able to have discernment or to challenge what we're being told. And that's a similar thing when you're in that trance state, right? Which is when your brain waves are in around like alpha, theta state waves, or in that state. And when you can get into that time when your brain is more malleable, that's when you can make the change. And that's what our tools can do. There's a rhythmic process to it, where even yesterday we worked with a group of a bunch of medicine facilitators. So people who facilitate psychedelic journeys, and they're starting to use our tools inside of their work. And because people are already in that suggestible and sensitive state, they can use the tools to get, you know, do the deep work. Now ours does a similar thing. It is very repetitive, so that people start to, you know, go into that trance-like state. In addition to that, it's very simple prompts that work with the mind, the emotions, and the body in the ways that a memory or an experience is stored. So a lot of protocols or modalities or tools out there, some of them are just cognitive based, right? Like cognitive behavioral therapy. They work with the mind. Some are just emotion based tools, and some are just somatic based tools, breath work, yoga. I'm trained in those, right? And so they can work, but it just might take a lot longer, or you have to just keep repeating it over and over again. And I really feel like what's a little bit not for the times anymore is the way that healing is presented. You know, the way it's either it has to take a long time for you to heal, or you only learn tools to cope when the triggers get activated. You can breathe and downregulate your nervous system, or tap, or do something to just calm yourself, but it doesn't actually get to the root cause and create the shift that you need. Or you have to do some sort of repetitive action over and over and over again, meditate, breath work, journal, etc., in order for the change to happen. And most people, they don't feel it as quickly, and then they get frustrated. They're like, I've tried everything, nothing works, and then they give up. Right? Yeah. So what we need in this time is something that actually can work quickly, that you don't have to just cope when the trigger, or have tools to cope, and that you don't have to do a repetitive action. And that's how these rapid rebar tools are stacked. I love to give credit where credit is due. These were created by a researcher and psychotherapist. His name was Zibrad Slavinsky. He was in Yugoslavia. He was not a marketer. He was not a entrepreneur. So he didn't really, you know, push these tools far and wide. So they're mostly known in Eastern Europe. We are bringing them out big into the United States. And what he was so good at doing was looking at the tools that were out there and going, all right, what are the elements that actually work? And then what's unnecessary? What's just kind of like the fluff that isn't really creating the change? And so he started breaking stuff apart and restacking them in a way that, again, works with the mind, the emotions, and the body. So through images, thoughts, emotions, and body sensations, it addresses every part of the human in the way that we cling on to these memories or these disempowering beliefs or these patterns or, you know, ways of self-sabotage. It breaks it apart. And naturally, when you go through the tools, it starts to bring the unconscious content conscious, which is what you need, right? Psychedelics can do that. It starts to like reveal stuff that you're like, whoa, I didn't know that that was locked back in the dark, dark place. And then it also enables you to start to clean and clear it up. So, yeah.
Yes. I mean, Chris, you've gone through the psychedelic journey. I mean, like, you know, like some of this rewiring that you've been through. I mean, this has got to be hitting home for you.
Big time. I mean, I think you're describing it beautifully. And simply, I think like from my own experience and even my own experience in treatment centers, right? It seems complicated and overwhelming, and it's a long process, and it's disheartening, right? Because we're in a society that we want results now. So I think even what you described of, you're right, a lot of these tools help you cope, but they're not removing the trigger. And maybe this makes more sense to me now, because I understand now my experiences where I did tap into my subconscious and I saw these bad belief patterns, negative belief patterns that I had that I wasn't even aware of, right? Yeah. And I'm pretty stubborn, so I think it's hard for me to get that deep at times, but it helped me look into that subconscious. And I've had these experiences where there's triggers, you know, or people that I constantly had problems with, where after I kind of tapped in that subconscious, and for me, it was forgiveness, you know, forgiving these people, or, you know, letting go of these old situations that, it truly did like let me let it go. You know, I wasn't playing that negative loop in my mind anymore. And that story that just, it's, you're inducing your own suffering because you're stuck in these loop patterns.
Oh yeah.
So I love what you're talking about. I'm intrigued by it. And I'm actually curious, how did you come about this researcher? How did you come about his work?
Yeah, good question. So my co-founder, he was the one that facilitated me with the trauma release tool. He is a master teacher and trainer of this work. He learned them directly from Zivarad and then from his protege, Vladimir, and then trained me up in facilitating them as well. So that's how I came across them. It was first, he facilitated this process where I'm like, oh, what was that? Because I was known for getting rapid results. And what is this guy doing? I need to know more, because again, I was just always trying to hunt and find the tools that could work, one, on myself, but also on my clients. And so fortunately, I actually got connected to him through my medical doctor. A rad guy, right? Like that he actually works with the mind and emotions too, not just with treating the symptoms that his patients come in with. And, cause I was going to just check my body and seeing what I can do to optimize it to get pregnant again. And when I went to his office, I was bawling my eyes out. He's like, do you have someone who's going to help you with that? And I was like, I'm looking for someone, but I've just been struggling and I haven't been able to find somebody. And that's when I got connected, you know, to my co-founder to be processed and then obviously have my mind blown with these tools. And I really, again, feel like this is the wave of the future, is something that's simple, easy, that you can take away. And, you know, I was actually just on another podcast and this guy asked, he's like, can you just give us something? So I'm happy to gift y'all with a tool. So the people who are listening, and then even, you know, Chris and Ryan, if you guys are ever feeling a high emotional charge, right, as we do throughout the day, right? And what does that charge do? It distracts us. And it's a reminder of our history, our past, right? It's how we've dealt with certain situations in our past, that when we're perceiving something in front of us that's similar to what we experienced in the past, we have the same emotional reaction come up. And it's not even us choosing anymore. We keep saying that we're free thinkers, free beings. No, we're not. We're actually controlled by our past and our programming. And so if you notice yourself triggered, that there's an emotional charge that's activated, there's a simple, this is one of our most simple tools. We teach about 16 of them, but this one you can use immediately, where all you have to do is identify what's the emotion you're feeling. You can identify the problem too. It could be, you know, I know, Chris, you mentioned when you had an issue with someone, right? You could be this problem, specific problem with this person. Great. When you think about, put your attention to that problem, what's the emotional charge that comes up? Could be anger, frustration, resentment, right? It could even be rage if we want to get that angry. When you identify the emotion, that's what we work on, because we can't always change the person that we're having a problem with. We can't change the circumstances in our lives that we're dealing with that we perceive as challenging, but we can always change how we feel about them. And by shifting how we feel, it starts to dissolve. Naturally, many times the circumstances begin to shift or the people change, because that's happened for me with people I've been challenged with. But you neutralize it and it no longer becomes a problem for you, because it's the emotional relationship that you have to something that either creates it a problem or not, right? We can be looking at the same stimulus and it could be something that's very triggering for me. And then Ryan, you could be like, actually, I think that's awesome. And it's funny for you. Right. Neither of us is right. It's our own personal experience, but it's either an experience that empowers us or disempowers us. So when you're in an emotion that feels really challenging for you, all you have to do is allow yourself to experience that emotion and then toggle between these two questions. What's bad about it and what's good about it? So what's bad about the emotion you're feeling, not the problem, what's bad about the emotion, and then what's good about it? And you just go back and forth until you run out of content on both sides. So I think we have a little bit of time, but do either of you want to try it on the spot? Yeah.
Sure.
Let's Why not? Go.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Who wants to volunteer yourself?
Ryan?
I'll volunteer.
I'm in, brother.
Yeah, I'm in. I got to get my swim trunks on. I'm ready to dive in the pool.
Okay, here we go. So Ryan, is there something recently or something currently that's like annoying you, frustrating you in some way you wish wasn't happening?
Yeah. I mean, sure. A lot of things. Yeah. Am I supposed to express it?
So if you can just say, you know, what is that thing?
Oh, I think it's like, I'm normally not sort of set off by like other people's like drama and like stuff like that. And I feel like I'm being, forced, or I'm reacting more to other people's baggage, like, and I'm sort of like having an emotional response to it that more so than I normally have.
Okay. Is there one in specific, and you don't have to tell me, but is there one in specific you can think of right now?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when you put your attention to that specific person and the baggage and it's triggering for you, what's the emotion that's coming up for you?
Probably anger first, if I'm being honest. Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. And if you were to rate that anger on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 is doesn't even bother me at all, and 10 is it's debilitating, can't function, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. Where in a scale of 1 to 10 is that
probably
anger
6
for you? Okay, great. And my request is just dive into this, play full out. I'm going to ask you just what's good, what's bad. Just give very simple, quick answers of what comes up. Don't try to censor it or sanitize it or change it. Trust whatever comes up. what we're doing is when we're able to find what's good and what's bad, we're starting to loosen the anger. Because until we actually are able to bring the unconscious content conscious for what's holding that emotion in place for you, what's the benefit, and then also what's not working about it, it's going to keep it in place. So we're essentially going to start to uproot it, okay? Mm-hmm. So go ahead and close your eyes and put your attention back onto that specific person that creates that anger to arise. And when you're there, just let me know when the anger is back up and you can feel it. Let me know.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. So Ryan, feeling that anger, tell me something that's bad about the anger. You can keep your eyes closed so you could just stay present with the process. What's bad about the anger?
It limits productivity.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Good. And still feeling that anger, tell me something good about the anger.
It makes me feel like I'm acknowledging it.
Good. Thank you. And still feeling that anger, tell me something bad about it.
It's distracting.
Sure is. Thank you. Still feeling that anger, tell me something else that's good about the anger.
Means I'm human.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Still feeling that anger? Tell me something that's bad about it.
It's not healthy.
Thank you. Still feeling that anger? Tell me something good about the anger.
I'm running out of good. Because I know it's bad.
No, there's good too. There's always positive intent, right? Could it be showing that you actually care?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. And still feeling that anger, tell me something that's bad about the anger.
It's not helping me get where we need to go.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Still feeling that anger, tell me something good about it.
Means I'm in touch.
There we go. Thank you. Still feeling that anger. Tell me something else that's bad about the anger.
It clouds my thinking.
Thank you. Still feeling that anger. Tell me something else that's good about it.
It makes me realize what I like and don't like.
Thank you. Good work. Still feeling that anger. Tell me something else that's bad about the anger.
It's not reflective of what I want to be.
Thank you. Good work, Ryan. You're doing awesome. Still feeling the anger. Tell me something else that's good about the anger.
I think it makes others know that I'm vested.
Thank you. Good. And still feeling that anger. Tell me something else that's bad about it.
Good. Reflects negatively of me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And still feeling that anger, tell me something good about it that you haven't already said.
It makes me feel better at times.
Thank you. Good work. And still feeling that anger, tell me something else that's bad about the anger that you haven't already said as well.
It's not allowing me to get over it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And still feeling that anger. Tell me something else that's good about it.
It makes me feel like I'm getting even.
Thank you. Still feeling that anger. Tell me something else that's bad about the anger.
takes away from the productivity of other things I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And still feeling that anger. Tell me something else that's good about the anger that you haven't already said.
It fires me up to do more.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And still feeling that anger. Tell me something else that's bad about the anger. Something that you haven't already said as well. If any.
It gives it more energy than it deserves.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And just for the sake of time, go ahead and take a deep breath in and out, Ryan. And I want you just to check back in with the anger. So the person that you initially brought to mind that you were harboring that anger with, where on a scale of 1 to 10 is the anger?
3.
Great. So if we keep going, I don't know, I can keep going, but I also want to be mindful of time on this show. But if you keep going, look, in literally 5 minutes, you went from a 6 to a 3. So we're already dissipating it, right? So simple. If we keep going and then you end up running out of positive things to say and negative or what's good and what's bad, because at some point you will be out. You're like, I have nothing else to share. Then you'll also check back in, or that's usually when you would first check back in. And most likely you're down to like a 1 or a 2, which you're able to function and it doesn't really bother you, right? Even at a 3, how does it feel for you?
It's interesting. Because I like really dug, I mean, I closed my eyes and like all I could hear or think about was your voice. Like, so I was like really doing it. So
good.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, cause it forced, I mean, I forced myself to like channel like how I thought about it, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, it's fascinating. It's like, I don't know how well that would be for audio for someone listening, but like the experience of it though, I'll tell you, was like interesting. It's like, and that's part of our passion for the show is like, there's, and you nailed it. Like said, when you said going to the doctor or treating symptoms, and it's like, yeah, but it's mind, body, spirit, you know, like no matter what you want, like what we want to say. And I'm the most cynical of the, of all cynics, but I recognize and I recognize, but I recognize that, that fact while also recognizing that it is so much more than just surface level. These things that impact our energy and our lives and all that, that's just not like, okay, well, we have this sickness and you treat it, or, you know, you have get another antibiotic, you know, well, there's not an antibiotic for like true, like mental clarity and wellness.
Agree. I mean, look, I had a client, she was pretty high up there in a major, major, major company. Because of her programming conditioning, she didn't know how to stop working. She would like grind and push and grind and push. And again, Chris and I talked about this and we joked, but we were very serious. We're like, we need to take a Caribbean cruise every now and then to like stop the train, because we've learned better. But my old self, I was a workaholic. It was very deep ingrained in my culture with my parents as immigrants coming here, that this is just, you got to work hard all the time. It's your worth. And also something bad's going to happen if you don't achieve success. And how you do that is by working hard and grinding yourself. Well, this woman that I worked with, she had the same mindset, the same beliefs. And she had some rare disorder with her body that no doctors could figure out what was going on. And even in that, she has paid leave. She wasn't using it. She was like in bed, still with her laptop propped up, trying to get stuff done. And then her symptoms started getting worse and worse and worse. And it's like, if you don't listen, your body will shut down to the point where it's like, oh, you think you can keep going? I'm a bit stronger than you, and I'm literally going to debilitate you from being able to function, because you've got to face this. And so it's probably better to never get to that point.
Yeah.
And just actually face off with yourself, face off with the challenges that maybe you've had in the past, the trauma that you've endured, so that we don't, it doesn't come out in sideways ways that are very hurtful and disempowering for ourselves. You know, we can create a lot of disserving coping mechanisms, and working hard is actually even one of them, because it's a distraction. But to really, dive in and do the work so that life actually becomes easier instead of feeling like we're constantly swimming upstream.
I love it. Chris, any final thoughts or questions for Stephanie?
I encourage everyone, check her out. My energy has shifted just with this, the end of this. I feel like so good and calm. yours too, I can see, is different too, Ryan.
For sure. I'm like, hey, you know, I like it. Stephanie, where can everybody keep up with what you're doing, learn more about the Rapid Rewire method, and potentially how to work with you or your team?
Yeah. So just check us out. Our website's rapidrewiremethod.com. We actually have a free experience on our homepage if you want to actually go through another process on your own, but be guided through it. So you can download that. And if you wanted to work with one of our certified coaches, you can always just shoot us an email to support@rapidrewiremethod.com, and someone on my team will connect you up. Or if you wanted to learn the tools, same thing. But that's probably the best place to find us.
Stephanie, really love your energy, love what you're doing. Really appreciate you coming on.
Oh, thank you guys so much for the work that you're doing, really spreading this out so people have more resources, and for just showing up and doing this. I know what it takes to keep a podcast going. hats off to you.
Thank you so much. Hey guys, you know where to find us, vibescience.com. You'll want to listen to me working through it in my head as I'm just calm. The vibes are good. Here for Chris Hansen, I'm Ryan Alford. We'll see you next time on Vibe Science.
The content discussed on this show is provided for reference and educational purposes. The content is not an attempt to practice medicine or provide specific medical advice. Always consult your personal physician for medical advice and proper diagnosis.
Thanks for listening. This is Vibe Science. To learn more or watch full episodes, visit vibesciencepodcast.com. Here's to discovering your highest vibe.